Jerry Bader, show 1027. Nobody wants to take me up on the air on raw milk, so we're moving on. Couple of things from previous topics, though. Remember, we were talking about the self-driving cars, fully automated. And I said the problem I see is if half the population has those and half the population still does their own driving, it would be a mess. Because we're going to continue to break the rules, run yellow lights, and do all that stuff, and you're going to have half the cars perfectly following the rules, and that we are going to be forced to drive automated cars because it won't work. A listener writes, no, Jerry, if you like your current car, you can keep it. It's perfect, you know. Why couldn't I have thought of that? That is, Arnie, that's good stuff. Oh, it deserves more than a rim shot. That was, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. That's good stuff. That's exactly, no, you'll be able to continue to drive your own car just because some people can't drive. No, you'll be able to keep your car. The other thing is I just mentioned briefly that Matt Flynn has been re-signed by the Green Bay Packers. Whoever saw this coming for Matt Flynn, huh? When he left Green Bay? Round and round and round she goes. And now he's back in Green Bay, backing up who had been a third-string quarterback. Such is the lot in life for Matt Flynn. And I don't know if it is an elbow injury, as people have speculated. But what a payday he got from that Detroit game, huh? That got him a huge payday in Seattle. I mean, he's still making a boatload of money. Don't misunderstand. I mean, well, New England was big, too. That 2010 game where they were huge underdogs and almost won. But that record-setting game that he had at the season finale when they rested Aaron Rodgers for the playoffs in 2011, that was really, in my opinion, his meal ticket to Seattle and that huge contract. Washed out in Seattle, washed out in Oakland, never got a chance in Buffalo. So back to Green Bay because Green Bay needs somebody who's thrown an NFL pass behind Scott Tolzien until Aaron Rodgers comes back. Now, here's potentially the good news, and I say potentially. Here's potentially the good news. Scott Tolzien looks like he will be long-term an excellent backup to Aaron Rodgers. Unless, of course, he plays really well in the next couple of weeks and then he wants to go be a starter somewhere. Because, and I'm not necessarily blaming Mike McCarthy for this, but, in fact, the Packers did go into the regular season ill-prepared for an Aaron Rodgers injury. That is not an unfair statement that they did. They were not ready to lose Aaron Rodgers. You pick up your number two quarterback after the preseason, the week before the regular season? Just how bad is Vince Young really, huh? Good point. It's 10:30. Oh, hang around. Hillary Clinton's worst nightmare coming up in 5.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.